So now we go back to our weekly piece segment, and we're joining by Alice Brody. I know Alice particularly from working on single-payer health care over the years. She's an activist here in the Capital District. She is a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, among many, many groups. But she recently went to Vietnam for a trip, and that's going to be the subject of our discussion today. So, Alice, what made you go to Vietnam?
Well, this is the 50th anniversary. And
50th anniversary of the end of
the end of the war. And in Vietnam, they were planning a major event. And so some of the vets who permanently live in Vietnam really thought this would be an excellent opportunity to gather together a delegation to go. So we did. We went to the 50th anniversary. It was very, very moving. You had, you know, some of the elder people who really experienced all forms of illnesses and deformities. You had young children, 5 and 6 year olds, who had no idea why they were there, but they were very happy to join in the songs. And it was really a significant event, because what it said basically is that in spite of all the vast amounts of ammunition and bombs and that were dropped on Vietnam, probably more than most countries since World War II, yet this nation of peasants were able to basically drive out the American forces and unite their country. And that's pretty extraordinary. Of course, many Vietnamese, the number that we hear are 4 million Vietnamese died in the war. It's a huge number. So the country is developing rapidly. It's identified now as a second world country. It has a communist government, and about maybe 7 or 8% of the Vietnamese people are members of the party. But the economy is clearly capitalist. And Vietnam is a great exporter of wines and produce and tea. And so the country seems to be doing well. The people seem to be, particularly the younger generation, they seem to be happy and satisfied with their lives. So that was an extraordinary thing to experience because of what they had been through. But those of us who went on the delegation were mostly vets, and these were folks who opposed the war while they were serving in Vietnam. Many of them helped organize coffee houses. Some of them were jailed or imprisoned, locked up. Others refused to fight. They just said, nope, we're not going. And there were so many of them refusing to go that the leaders in the military just let it go. So the people on this trip were very special, because these were folks who were actively against the war. And there were newspapers developed by the soldiers, and a lot of education was done. And some of the people were sent to prison, but for short periods of time. There was a complete rebellion within the military, and a lot of it, which I think many Americans have no idea of. We hear the number of 55,000 soldiers were killed, which is a horrible number, but when you put that up against 4 million, it's a different picture. One of the impacts that's very, very important is the effects of the chemical Agent Orange and also dioxin. And the U.S. military used this to, particularly it was directed towards the Viet Cong, who would hide in the bushes, hide in the forest, So what the military did is they sprayed huge areas of the country with Agent Orange and dioxin. And the result was that it got into the water systems, it got into the earth, it destroyed plants. Whole areas of Vietnam today are uninhabitable. And also, you still have people, particularly farmers, who are farming, and there is a buried ordnance, and they blow off a leg. And so 50 years later, the Vietnamese people are still grappling with the, you know, the impact of this war. At the same time, they're very forgiving people. I mean, we had a good-sized delegation, and everybody was so warm and kind. And some of that is because Buddhism is a major religion in Vietnam, and people really do practice that and are very forgiving. And that is something that we're unfamiliar with in the United States. So
let me see if JP, you have a question here.
Well, the one thing is, how long, where did you land, and what did you, where did you travel, and how long was the entire trip?
Well, we traveled for 3 weeks, and we started in the north and went all the way down to Ho Chi Minh City. So we didn't fly, we went by bus. So we were able to stop at many, many different sites. The north is poorer than the south. And some of that has to do with the weather's difficult. It's very, very mountainous. And so it's more difficult to farm. The schools aren't as good. But there are efforts to improve it. So we started in the north. And we began by visiting facilities that trained young Vietnamese who were exposed to Agent Orange through their mother's breast milk. And many of them are deformed. And the idea is to give them opportunities so they can work, they can earn a living. And so we visited many places like that. In fact, one of them is run by American veterans. They help pay for it, and so we visited many of these places. In the north, often what you'll find, particularly where there is poverty, a mother will be taking care of a child, whether it's a woman or a man, alone. And often cases, they don't have eyes. That's part of the birth defects. They cannot speak. They basically lay on a bed. And these mothers, this is much of how they spend their lives, taking care of their child. And it was pretty remarkable. And I took pictures. I took pictures of this, you know, first asking permission. And they wanted Americans to know that this is what was done to them. In the South, it's somewhat more prosperous because it's a lot of investment, particularly, you know, from foreign companies, not from the U.S., but from Korea and European countries, Germany so far. And so one of the things they're facing is they have this huge population. I mean, 4 million people died. But there were so many births that now Vietnam has almost 100 million people. And so the question becomes, how do we feed them? You know, how do we educate them? Anybody who knows Vietnamese children who come, like my daughter went to Albany High, and there were many Vietnamese students there. You know, their families moved to the U.S. They're hardworking, they're diligent, they're excellent students, and so you see that, you know, you see that impact in Vietnam. We met with a friendship association. It was associations of Vietnamese military and U.S. military, and we went to several meetings, and it was very, very powerful because here are the vets sitting there knowing, you know, what was done to their country and the number of people killed. But the idea was to build this closeness, this friendship, and that was done, and it was quite successful.
So you mentioned earlier the issue of Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you mentioned, the war has been over now for 50 years. Mm-hmm. How long does Agent Orange, last in the environment and continue to cause birth defects and other both health problems and environmental problems? And then, you know, what are the steps, if any, to try to eradicate that, to get Agent Orange, you know, out of the environment so people are not exposed to it?
Right, right. There's a bill, in fact, that a California congresswoman has been trying to get through Congress. It's been almost impossible. And as I mentioned, the companies, Dow and the other chemical companies, have refused to do much about it. And they are responsible. And there just hasn't been a thorough cleanup. It's enormous. It's very expensive. It's deep in the ground, and people are still getting exposed. So it would take a lot of money. It would take an international effort. And as I said, I'm not aware of the United States, which was responsible for dropping millions of tons of Agent Orange and dioxin on the population. I'm not aware that they have devoted the money and the resources to clean this up. It's not easy to clean up.
So it has been 50 years. I mean, JP, do you have a question?
So
you say they're very friendly, you know, to people visiting, but, you know, how do they now view sort of like peace and war conflict issues? Like a lot of people in Japan after World War II really switched and became much more pacifist. You know, what's Vietnam's sort of conception of, you know, conflict and peace? And I think you also mentioned that they have a Buddhist, you know, is a dominant religion there.
Well, I think their priority now, their main priority, is to redevelop and to build their economy. I think that's what they're focused on. There are, because of, you know, it's 50 years, yes, but the devastation is still being addressed. And I think that is really what they want to focus on. In terms of the relationship with other countries, I mean, many of the countries have helped, countries like Germany, Australia, New Zealand, many countries have helped. They've sent experts out, to clean it up, particularly, as I said, Agent Orange and dioxin, unexploded ordnances. They've worked, but you don't get the sense, at least I didn't there, I mean, that the Americans who were responsible for this really feel at all invested. And again, the big chemical companies should be paying in the multi-millions, maybe $1 billion to clean this up. And every time it goes to court, they get a judge who, you know, who says, no, we can't, you know, we're not going to pursue this. But the one thing that got me is here we are. We're from this big empire. We created this terrible, terrible damage. And yet they welcome us with open arms. They welcome us. And that is really a remarkable thing to me.
So we have about 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. I know that you are a photographer.
Yes.
And you mentioned we were taking photos. Are you, you had them posted someplace, or are you going to do a slideshow or some type of presentation where people could, you know, see more about what you saw during your trip?
Great question. I did one already. And I'd like to do many, many more because I think people will be very moved by the photos. So how would people get in touch with me, Mark? How would that work if someone was in them?
Well, you could give a phone number, an email. What's best for you?
I'll give an email. It's abrody07@twc.com. Now, next week, it may not be TWC. It could be, for I don't know what it is, some merger. But that's what it is for now. The best thing to do is to email me. And I would be absolutely thrilled to come to wherever you are, because when you see these photos, both the you know, the devastation as well as the beauty and joy of these people. So please, I'm available. Just contact me.
Okay, well, Alice, we want to thank you for coming here today, for being here on WOOC.